you had for the mornings what they called Parson's Grey. That was mainly for silver cleaning. You had a green beige apron, and in case you had to answer the door or phone, to go for the phone rang, you put a jacket on and you went through to Lord Sackville. Or if you couldn't find him, or if the phone, if he wanted you, you were partly on duty, but you were silver cleaning, it was your day off. Otherwise, you were on duty all day, and then he was dressed in tails, red waistcoat, stiff shirt, and white tie, and you were on more or less just doing nothing for the day, just forwarding calls, waiting on lunch, tea and dinner. You were on for the day.
Now, tell us about the silver cleaning.
Well, you all had, in the pantry, there was still there, a large table affair, thin, narrow table, and you all had your own drawer and your own instruments, in the way of brushes, leathers, and your own saucer, and you made your own mixture of white rouge. And the main instruments in cleaning silver was just your thumb and finger. You used the thumb with the finger, and you rubbed until it was all the stuff that you put on disappeared. And the main thing you use the brush for, just the brush to brush it out, and then same as the forks, you brush in between the fork. But always washed heating instruments before, and leathered them before they went on the table.
Were there any particular pieces that were awkward to clean?
Well, yes, the candlesticks were the awkward ones. They were all fish and owls heads and what have you, and they were difficult.
Would you have had to do shoes as well?
Yes, now, my job was cleaning Lord Sackfish. I was a second footman. I was more or less the stooge for the butler. I pressed all Lord Sackfish's clothes, cleaned the golf sticks, cleaned his shoes, and when I said clean his shoes, he was a man that wore anything up to 5 pairs of shoes a day. And each pair he wore, you clean next day. Each pair was cleaned for the thing. The laces was taken out overnight, washed, put on the hot water pipe, dried for the morning, ironed, put in the shoes. So that you never know what shoes he was going to wear, so you had to get all the shoes ready. He took a choice. He didn't ask you, he would take his own.